Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presents a message for your life. Get ready and take notes, because God wants to speak to you today. And now, Pastor David Rodriguez.
Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing for me to be here this morning again. I'm going to tell you why it's a blessing in a little while. It's a blessing for me to be this morning. God bless you, everyone. Last time I was here, every time I come over here, I like to share a brief report about what's going on Chalmette, our church daughter or church sister, whatever you want to call it. And last time I came over here, I told y'all that the following Sunday we will have some baptisms, right? And guess what? This time is nothing different. Next Sunday we will have some baptisms again. It's a blessing for me to be over here. Every time I come over here, God bless me. And not me, He bless our church. Something happened, and there's a lot going on over there on church on Horeb Chalmette. This Friday we have men's night, and it was awesome night. The ladies, they enjoy. They didn't have to do nothing. That didn't mean that it was only men that get together this Friday. No, the whole church get together, the youth, the kids, everybody. But everything was led by the men of the church. They cook, I guess. I don't know if the wife cook for them, but I know they bring the food, a lot of food. Well, in fact, I think I gained a few pounds last week. This Friday. But yeah, it was awesome time. It was so marvelous that, believe it or not, we have a visitor. And one of our visitors was a young girl, 20 years old, first time in church. At the end of the service, at the end of everything, she make a decision for Christ. And she promised that this evening, she's going to be there. She's going to be taking a Bible class. She's going to be joining us in church. But God is moving through Horeb Chalmette. I can thank Luisito for what he's doing on our worship minister. Believe it or not, I had to become not just as a pastor, but as a worship leader. I had to lead the congregation on worship. And they call it not Horeb Band. They call it the Laura Band, because the whole band is with the Laura. My daughter Carolina, the youngest one, she's the piano player. My second one, she played the guitar. And two of my nephews, they played the drums. And who you think played the bass? The handsome man in front of you. Yeah. Well, that's my wife tell me every week. You might see something different, but maybe not my wife. Especially when I bring my whole check. Hit the money, honey. You know, I believe her. I believe you too. But it's a blessing, it's such a blessing to be with y'all this morning to share God's word, because as a Christian, we have to learn more every day. We have to live by the word of God. How many Christian brothers and sisters we had over here? How many people we have? 60? Only 3 people say amen. Lord, can you talk to me, please? Am I deaf? How many Christian brothers and sisters we have over here? Hallelujah, that's what I'm talking about. And as a Christian, we have to know what we got to do to please God. We have to know what is good and what is wrong. We have to separate what is bad for what is good. We have to separate what is evil for what is holy. And as a holy people, we have to understand that. The Bible said, my people perish because they lack of knowledge. So we have to search the word of God. We have to investigate why God is saying this to us. Why we got a message from God through his word. We have to search God's word. Not just read over. We have to search. We have to search for a roof. I'm over here this morning, and you might say, you're talking about Chalmette? What you mean they kick you out of here? Why they kick you out of here? Something was going on. If you don't ask, you won't know. You have to investigate. So you the pastor in Chalmette. What happened? You separate from? No, we're not separate. We're together. We just multiply. And it's a blessing that God multiplies his people. He don't separate. He's multiplied. But he separates what is evil from holiness. Amen? And I said, God's children, we have to understand what is good for the Lord. What is good for the Lord. And what is not good for him. We have to separate. The Bible said, on the Old Testament that it will come time when people will call it evil good, and the good thing they will call it evil. And that's what is happening nowadays, right? We have to separate that. We have to learn why we got to separate it. The Bible is crystal clear. And we're going to read today on 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 16. We're going to see what the Word of God says about this. Yeah. We can continue doing stuff that is not according with God's Word. But sometimes we do it because we don't know. And that's the reason why I'm here this morning. I want to share with you what is right according to God. And there's a lot of things that it doesn't look to be bad, but it's not according to God's words. And we have to learn that because we got to do everything that God says. Now what the pastor said, and I'm going to show you, God's words. We have to be different. Look, when the Bible talk about separation, it's not talking about that we got to be apart. No, we're talking about that we got to be holy. We got to be sanctified. We got to stay away from those stuff that is not right with God. Like I said, a lot of times we live a confusing life because we think, well, I don't think that's bad. It don't look to be bad, but it is really right according to God. And that's what we got to identify. That's what we got to understand. And that's the way we will learn and we will walk right with God when we understand this principle. What is right with God? There may be a lot of stuff I can do in my house that they don't look good, but it's according to God what I'm doing. And that's what I got to learn. And this morning I want to share with you God's words and what he say about it, what he teaches about it. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through 18. Do not be uniquely yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has the light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? Or what portion does a believer share with unbeliever? What agreement has the temple of God with idol? For we are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will make my dwelling among them and walk among them. And I will be their God and there shall be my people. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, say the Lord, not the pastor. And touch not unclean things, then I will welcome you. And I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters to me, say the Lord Almighty, not the pastor. That's God's word. Marvelous and glorious Father, thank you for allowing me to be this morning, enjoying this day that you have made. Father, you are so good to me. Father, there's no word can describe what I feel, what appreciation I really have for you. In how much we love you, Lord. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this time. Help us, Lord. Search our heart, search our mind, and let us be straight and right with you in all our way. Father, thank you this morning. I pray that your word to our mind, to our heart, and help you be the people you call us to be. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. But you see, it's not me telling you, stay away, separate from this and that. It's the Lord. He repeated twice. Look, when a father speaks to a child, one time, AJ, I don't want you to do that. You really pay attention, right? When Sister Laura tell you twice, AJ, it's the second time I tell you this. Do not do this again. You know, those big women, when they speak, you got to listen. You got to pay attention. When my wife speaks, everybody listen. Don't ask me, but everybody listen. Everybody. When we say twice, it's because we got to pay attention. And don't say the pastor was telling this morning at the service that I got to walk away from the people. I got to do this. No, don't say the pastor. You'll be lying. You'll be sinning again. It's God's word who's saying that we have to separate. Therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them, say the Lord. See, he's not Pastor Emilio. It's God's word. You can highlight it right there. You got an ink pen? Mark it right there. What God is telling me and telling you too. Don't forget every time I say, hey, Brother Raul, it's one finger to Raul, but it's four or three and a half to me. Everything that the God said right there is not just for the church, it's for everybody in this building. Let me tell you, many people confuse when we talk about church. We are the church. We are the temple, God. And the Bible says that too. Yeah, many people confuse, I go to church. No, we are the church. We go to the building where we're gathering every Sunday, every Friday, every time we got a meeting. But we are the church. This building without us, it will be nothing. Tell the person next to you, we are temple of God. He's dwelling among us. He say that on his word. And we will learn this morning why we have to separate and what I have to separate from. Because you say, yeah, you're telling me I have to separate. So my friend at work, I can't talk to them no more. No, that's not what the word God saying. We won't learn about that. You might say, so if my wife is not Christian, I have to separate from her. I have to, you know, apply for divorce. No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about that. We're going to learn about that. The first thing we have to know, what do I have to separate from? It's not to separate from the non-believers, but about not letting ourselves be influenced from them. Thank God my wife is Christian. But if she wouldn't be a Christian, I don't have to separate from her. Why? Because when I met the Lord, we already been together. What I had to try to do is try to do everything right in front of the Lord. What I had to do, if she's not Christian, but we already married, I had to pray for her. And I can let her influence myself as a Christian. That's what the Bible is talking about. Meaning, look, there's a lot of people that they start walking with the Lord. Yeah, they make a decision for Christ. They come into church. They enjoy gather together with brothers and sisters. But they let the influence from the world lead them and separate from God. That's why we have to be careful. If you ask me, Pastor, or your co-worker, are they Christian? Well, a few of them. Every morning we pray. Every morning, you know, yeah, we get together before the start of work and we pray. But not everyone is Christian. So what that means? That I can't talk to them that they're not Christian? No. What I cannot do is let their influence in my life as a Christian. When they make funny joke that they're not right according to God, I don't laugh about it. Yeah, I don't laugh about it. I can't let their influence and everything they do in my life. I can't do what they do. Even my children ask me, Papi, what happened when there's a woman, beautiful woman, walking close to you and your friend, and they start whistling to her? You do the same. No, I can't do that. I can't do that with my wife. When she gets dressed, bless you. God bless you, sister. Yeah, when she gets dressed, you look so beautiful this morning. Oh, my God. That's to my wife. My wife. Not any other woman. I don't have to look any other woman like I look my wife. But the word is sad that they keep looking that even when they got a wife. I remember I used to do that. I can lie to you. But searching the word of God teach me what is right and what is wrong. If you go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 28, you're going to tell you don't have to. You can do that at home. He's going to tell you about that. That as soon as you look at a woman and you put in her heart, it sings. Even when I start walking with the Lord, I was doing the same thing. And it starts to compare. That's when the sin comes true. Yeah, that wouldn't be called the sins. We have to be careful. And even when I was starting walking with the Lord, other friends used to tell me, so the church provide you, they prohibit you to look at other women. You cannot look at her. Yeah, she's nice. Yeah, she's. I let the word influence in my life. That's what we cannot do. That's what the Bible is talking about. It's not about that. I have to separate from them. We are called to gain non-believers to Christ. But how are we going to do that if we separate from them? Oh, no, brother, hey, we cannot talk. You are unholy, man, and I'm a holy man. No, don't talk to me.
How can I gain him for the Lord? How can I bring it to Christ if I not even want to talk to him? And he called to be a Christian. Look. He not even want to talk to me. He say I'm a sinful man that he not even want to look at me. No, it's not that what the Bible is talking about. It's about not letting them influence on our life. Be careful with that. Don't confuse the situation. That's what I say. There's a lot of stuff that we read in the Bible that we had to search the root. Why the Apostle Paul, he was talking about that. Why the Bible is telling me don't do this. There's other things that we're learning in the Bible that we can confuse too. There's other stuff that we as a Christian not supposed to do that the Bible won't tell you, hey, don't do this. But according to the word of God, you will know that that's not right. And you shouldn't do that. You know, like, for example, as a Christian, we should know where to go. The Bible won't tell you, don't go to the nightclub. Why? We've been talking about light and darkness. They can get together. Brother, we know before Christian, when we used to go to nightclub, what will happen over there? We want the darkest place, especially if we've been with a beautiful girl. We know that. Why? What will happen then? It might not, that is not good. It might was good, but it wasn't right with God. You know what I'm talking about. So as a Christian, we have to be careful. Yeah. The Bible don't tell you, hey, you cannot go to a nightclub. But it tells you that we cannot be together. If we read on chapter 14. No. If you read on chapter 16, what agreement had the temple of God with idols? Yeah, those people, they use those women as an idol. They idol those places. They feel good over there. That's the only place where a lot of people feel good when they've been in a nightclub with a bottle of rum, drinking beer. Because they don't have the Holy Spirit. And the Bible said, don't be filled with wine. Why? Because what happened after? What cannot happen after? But he tell you, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we are temple of God. The living God is living in our heart. I don't know of you, but I know God is living in my heart. He's the one who bring me, show me what is right and what is wrong. Even when my flesh, when this flesh tell you, hey, nobody looking at you, you can do that. Brother Ed, he dropped $20. Nobody's around here. Nobody will notice that you will take it. You won't have to tell, brother. Nothing wrong. He probably got more than that. He said, no, he don't have more than that. But we have to be careful. We should know where we go. We should know what we do as a Christian. If you are a Christian, you should know. Oh, these companies, billionaire company. They got so much money. They billionaire. It doesn't matter if I take a couple of gallon of paint. If I take a couple of paintbrush. Take it at home. That's nothing. But you are stealing. And the Bible tells you do not steal. The Bible don't show different title on our sins. Well, it's just a paintbrush. Just one. It's not a thief. The guy that goes robber at the bank, yeah, he's a robbery. No, it's the same thing. It's the same thing before God. There are no different titles. It's just sins. The Bible never showed me that there are little sin and big sin. Yeah, there's only one is different. There's only one is that when we deny Jesus Christ, they blaspheme against the Spirit. Yeah, that's the only one that God don't forgive. That's the only one make a difference. But before that, every sin we see around the world, they all the same before God. And we should know where we go. We should know what to do. We got to be crystal clear with that. Don't confuse people. Yeah, we can't confuse that. Look, for example, a lot of people this time of the year, they love to go to the haunted house. And I remember when I was young in my country, I used to go to a big one. And, well, now that can happen. But by that time, I got hair, a lot of hair. And I remember when I was going there, they pulled my hair. Why you laugh? I lost it. God is changing me inside out. That's what happened. It's nothing different. Yeah, and I remember they pulled my hair. A lot of stuff, bad stuff happening there. Yeah, people get a scratch. Why I have to go look for something that ain't not good? I should know where I got to go. But you come in a church, you only will receive love from a brother. Somebody come and give you a hug. What it make a difference? Get a hug than get your hair, you know, pulled off. No, I didn't lose my hair on a haunted house now. That can happen over time. That was during the time. But yeah, we had to know where we should go. It's not about separating from non-believers. It's separating from their own influence. You feel me now? Why we had to separate from them? We had to recognize what we are called for. Why did God call you? To keep doing the same thing you was doing before? To be the same person that you was before? No, he called you for something different. To be united with God. When I get together with my wife, when we get married, I have a call to be united with my wife. Now we are the women. Same thing as a Christian. On chapter 15, we can see what a core has cried with Belial. Belial is Satan right there. That expression they use. Or what portion does a believer share with non-believer? Again, it's not about them. It's about their influence. You see? We are called to be united with God. We're not called to come in a church and after church go ahead and do whatever I want. It's not about that. It's about to be united with God, to please God. For example, as a husband, I had to try to please my wife. Like once a month, I go buy some flowers. She loved that. But I'm pretty sure she loved more every Friday when I bring my check home. But still, she liked the flower. You see what I'm talking about? Same thing with the Lord. We have a relationship. How many people have a relationship with God over here? Amen. We have to please him. We have to be united with him. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we have to be united with him. Look, by the word Belial is only used right here on the New Testament. But that to describe Satan, to describe everything that is evil. And that's what the Bible talk about, that we have to recognize what we are called for. And we are called to be united with God, to please him, to do everything that he tells you to do. Right? Like, I know couples, you do everything to please your spouse, right or wrong? Just one person, the rest. Mm-mm. You see, that's why we got so many divorces nowadays. They don't worry about each other. We have to. Same thing will happen with the Lord. He will keep us away from him. If we don't do what he pleases him, if we don't obey his commitment, that will keep us away from the Lord. A lot of people complain, oh, I don't know why happened this to me. But how is your relationship with God? That's where you have to start. Yeah, when it's going wrong in my life, the first thing I come into the Lord, Lord, show me what I'm doing wrong. It's not about what I don't deserve. It's what I'm doing wrong. We believe we deserve everything from God. But he deserves your relationship. He deserves your time. He deserves your walking right with him. Can you tell me now? Can you hear me now? It's not Verizon. I don't care about the Spring Verizon. It's about word of God. He deserves everything from us. We not deserve nothing from him. The Bible says that his mercy are new every morning. Every morning you and you have brand new mercy from God. You know what is mercy? It's something that we don't deserve. No matter how good you try to be, you don't deserve God's mercy. But that's. Should motivate you to do everything right with him, to please him. Come before him. Talk to him every morning. Look, every morning. His mouth is open, but you close it on time. Yeah, most of the time you keep it closed. He wanna talk to you. He loves you. Tell the one next to you, God loves you so much. That he wanna talk to you every day, every time. He's always willing to talk to you, to listen to you. Not used to coming and complaining to him. But to get united with him. Why? How? In prayer. Through his word. Through his word, we have to separate everything that keep me away from the Lord. We've been called to be light, not to darkness. In verse 14 again, do not be unequal with yoke with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with loveliness? Or what fellowship has the light with darkness? How many people over here believe that they are light? Well, I'm a little bit darker, but that doesn't mean nothing. Believe me. And I love this color. But that doesn't mean I'm still. If God is in my heart, he should be shining through me. Everything that people look at me, got to be God. Got to be Christ-like. Not world-like. But that's what we do sometimes. Like the world. We sometimes are more world-like than Christ-like. And we are called to be like light of this world. But people that live in my country, we got power outage 24 hours a day. You might ask, how can we light? We're not talking about physical light. About the way we live. About the way we show Jesus Christ on our life. On our conduct. The way we live. The way we treat other people. The way we forgive people. You know, one of the biggest issues in church is forgiveness. We don't know how to forgive, or we don't like to forgive people. Yeah, it's okay, brother. It's not worry. Don't worry about it. Yeah, but I never forget what you did for me. That's not forgiveness. You have to be careful. That's not Christ-like person. Christ forgot everyone that was mistreated him when he was going to the cross. That's how we got to be. But as a Christian, say, yeah, many people, you know, there's one thing that caught my attention sometimes. People say, I'm Christian, but let me take off my Christian clothes right now. And let me tell you, Billy, I'm going to tell you straight right now how the way it is. So Christ is outside you, not inside of you. You can't remove his clothes. It's not like that. It's a spirit. He got to live in you. He got to live in your heart. Everything that you do should show Christ in your life. Show Christ in your life. We got to be light on these darkness. Psalm 90, chapter 17 says that the light of Jehovah is upon us. So if his light is upon us, we got to shine as Jesus Christ. Why? When Jesus Christ don't come to our life, the Bible said that the fruit of the Spirit is with us. The first one to say is love, kindness, and all that stuff about it. And I'm asking you right now, church, it's really the other people, non-believer, seeing Jesus Christ through you because you show love to other. Is really that happening in your life? That the way that the life of Christ reflects on you? We got to be careful. We are God's temple. Tell the one next to you, we are God's temple. Yeah, chapter 16 says, what agreement had the temple of God with idol? We cannot be able to deal with idol. We are temple God. You know what I mean? We have to keep it clean. We have to care for God's temple. What about in your house? You love to see your house clean, right? You don't like to see your house messy. But why we have to keep the temple of God messy? We sins and other stuff that do not please God. That's what the Bible is talking about. If you are God's temple, you have to care for it. You have to take care. Why? How? You got to, every day you got to read his Bible. Yeah. You got to read his Bible. You got to care for everything you do. You know, there's a lot of questions people ask it. Pastor, but what about, you know, what God is doing in my life? I would like other people to see, and I would like to, you know, just write me down a tattoo in my arm, that way people, no, you don't have to do that. If you did it before you met Christ, it's all right. But now, you don't have to do that. It's your life, the one who got to show you that. You say, but Pastor, I don't think there's nothing wrong. Well, according to the Bible, yeah, Leviticus chapter 18, if I don't forget, he's talking about that. He said, do not do nothing in your body, especially if you are temple God. How do you think this show will look like, this church will look like, if I'm going to start painting some graffiti? It will look nice. Would you be able to see the words out there? You won't, right? We have to keep the temple God clean. It's not, you're talking about outside. You got to be inside. Got to be clean. Pure heart, clean heart. I know it's not easy, but you can ask the Lord to help you with that, and he can help you clean your heart and clean your mind. That's what we're talking about, care for God's temple. We have to reflect God's temple in everything we do. We have to reflect we are God's temple. Yeah. Look, on chapter 17 said, therefore, go out from their midst and be separate from them. From everything we do, we can reflect the word. We got to reflect that we are God's temple. You know, when I heard Christian people still talking like the old man that was living on then, that showed me, that tell me a lot. When you see Christian, well, people call being Christian, they're still cursing, that showed me a lot. That do not reflect God's temple, because God's temple, it should be clean. Can you hear me now? You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about inside out. We got to be clean inside out. We got to reflect that we are God's temple. And let me tell you, as soon as you tell somebody you're Christian, you're going to be on the spotlight. The way you walk, the way you look, everything. But you see? You see how he looked at my wife? You see how he did that? You see the way he eat? You see the way he speak? Yeah, we're going to be on the spotlight. But we got to reflect we are God's temple and everything we do. We got to be careful. We have to be careful. And the last one, God has to be glorified through us on everything we do. The Bible says we got to bring fruit. How are we going to bring fruit if God is not glorified to us? The only way he will glorify through us is when we bring fruit. How we bring fruit? Doing what is right before God, not before the word. Don't forget what I told you a while ago, that nowadays, the Bible, the word is confused. They've been calling what is evil good, and what is good they've been calling evil. And the Bible say that. There's a lot of stuff, we know. I don't have to, you know, to detail everyone. But there's a lot of stuff nowadays that people is calling bad. Yeah. And we gotta let God glorify through us on everything that we do and everything we speak. You know how good it is. We went to Dominican last Christmas. We spent Christmas over there, and we've been eating outside the beach, almost right there in front of the beach. They bring the fried fish, you know, and other stuff. And sometimes we eat inside the place, the restaurant, a little restaurant right there. In one of the days we've been there, when we've been leaving back to the hotel, the lady called me. Can I ask you a question? I said, yeah, why not? It was a Dominican girl too. Are you a Christian? I said, why? I said, no, because the way you are, I don't see you drinking. You only buy lemonade. I see you keep drinking virgin pina colada. Everybody got to see Christ through us. On everything we do and everything, they don't hear any curse. They see we've been praying before we start eating. They notice we play with each other. You know, we had joke, we had fun, but everything was healthy. Everything was according to God's word, not nothing that was wrong before God. Everything was right before God. Our relationship as a family, we had to reflect that we are temple of God. Everything we do got to reflect that we are temple of God. In church, I'm asking you right now, are you really reflecting God temple? Are you really reflecting? Everybody can see in your life that Christ is on your heart. I tell you what, if that ain't happened, yeah, we can fix that. That's why we're here this morning. It's not to condemn nobody. It's not to send anybody to hell. It's about to help you through God's words.
Horeb Baptist Church, a church on the way to God's heart, presented a message for your life. If this message has been an impact to your life, or you would like more information of previous sermons and information about our church, contact us at www.horebnola.com.